This is Passport to Texas. Every October for the past 29 years, Texas Parks and Wildlife has kicked off a new season of programming on its PBS TV series.
Not a lot of states do this kind of television show anymore.
Series producer Don Cash says this type of programming reaches diverse populations.
Especially when it's broadcast as many places as this one is just a great way for people to learn about Texas and the Texas outdoors.
Story topics have remained constant during the show's tenure with some fine-tuning for an evolving audience.
More people are living in the bigger cities, and therefore fewer people have ready access to parks and hunting opportunities and fishing opportunities. And so the kind of stories we're doing tend to focus a lot more on nature in urban areas.
The new season of the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series will introduce viewers to Texas places, people, outdoor opportunities, and of course, its stunning wildlife.
One is on trapping and tracking whooping cranes at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge. We're going to Caddo Lake and watch as biologists try to restore paddlefish to the area. People may not know this, but there are bobcats in the Dallas area. We're talking in the city. We've got a story on that coming up. And some of the video of bobcats hanging out in city parks with people is pretty interesting.
The new season begins airing on PBS stations this month. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.